The proposals could range from anything from a marine haul-out to a shipyard or other marine-related businesses. Gary White of the Sitka Economic Development Association says the intent of the RFP is mainly a marketing tool.
We basically took the assets that are available at the Sawmill Cove Park, and we're letting folks know about that. We've pooled the different end users and figured out their wants and needs for a marine service center, and we're letting people know what those are. And then we've also went and did some research on the types of vessels and end users for this sort of industry, and we're providing that.
White says they've also developed a targeted marketing list in the hope that there will be a number of responses for developing a marine services industry. The Alaska Trollers Association was one group that was polled as to what kinds of things their user group would like to see. The comments ranged from lower rates and fees than what is required now at the current haul-out facility to better access, a boat storage, and equipment that can handle hauling out larger vessels.
I go to Petersburg to haul out every year, and I'd sure rather do it here. You know, employ local welders that I know and mechanics, and maybe we could attract a few more good tradespeople.
Sitka fisherman Steve Fish says the lift in Sitka isn't quite big enough for the larger ton boats.
This lift is about a 70-ton, and my boat's about a little bigger than that. I think it's 110-ton. And we're just over the size limit of the haul out here, and if you could go a little bit bigger, it would fit, you know, several of us that are here that go elsewhere to haul out each year.
Fish says the savings in fuel cost alone is a good reason to stick around home ports for boat work. He says a facility here could possibly bring more talented tradespeople to town, and it would draw in work from other places.
You know, Juneau doesn't have a big enough haul out, and really Petersburg and Ketchikan has a big shipyard that I've been told is pretty expensive. So those are the only, Petersburg and Ketchikan are the only yards right now in Southeast that can haul a boat over, you know, like moderate size 58-footer. And Petersburg's just got a railway that can only fit one or two boats at a time. You know, there could be some opportunity there to attract some more work. There's nothing south of, you know, Seward.
The deadline originally presented for RFPs was this May with an August opening date, but Assemblymember Cheryl Westover thought that time frame was overly ambitious.
Having the business open on August 10th, that's real aggressive, because I don't even think if you need, like, core permits or whatever, it's going to... So I think maybe to make this a little more realistic, the date should be extended to give people a little more time to get involved.
White says the dates can easily be adjusted, but the goal is to get people interested. Sawmill Cove board member Charles Horan says the RFP is a culmination of the strategic plan that was done recently with a land component. He says the plan is for lots that are identified as good spots for industrial marine work, to be held until the process is vetted to see if there is interest in those uniquely situated lots.
And the other lots were included to kind of open the doors that if you have any other ideas of something that might support the more intense activity that happens on those lots, that they would then be considered. And the proposal, because hopefully, you know, one or more folks will succeed in negotiating something with us, and I'll come back to you folks. This has been designed to be really open.
Horan says they may get one, they may get none, or they may get several compatible offers.
It might be for a marine lift, it might be for a shop, it might just be for a dock to work on boats. And it's really, as Gary said, a marketing effort, and it's meant to sort of be broad, but just to advertise that, hey, we're there, we're open for service, we've done this inventory of possible needs, we'll give that to them, but they've got to develop on their own what they believe is feasible.
Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh says she wonders if the economy right now will be able to produce creative business people who can afford to put up this kind of capital. But Horan said the vetting process and the proposal itself, including the timeline, is just guidelines to see what is out there.
And we're just putting this on the block and formally proposing it. And one of the successes, I think, of this RFP is even if no one bids on it, it's been out there, it's been vetted for the public, and we are freer as a board to negotiate individual ideas, and it might help us refocus. Well, we're willing to do something with one of those yellow lots that maybe we wouldn't have done before.
It was suggested that the wording be changed to say that Sitka desires to have an operational facility by August 1st, 2010, in order not to scare anyone away that might not be able to meet a strict deadline. Mayor McAdams noted that the price of fish has remained high and the commercial fleet continues to be strong. He said investing in the marine industries could actually be an economic engine in a downturn economy. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.